Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, starting from Seif Vav. Moichim Beis HaKnesses. We've learned so far that there is a Shaila, in fact an Issa, of Hirodah L'Kedusha, what is not allowed to sell, Sifrei Torah, and other items of slightly lower Kedusha than that as well. There's an Issa of Hirodah L'Kedusha, you can't stamp sell it, unless you are selling it to purchase another item which is of high kedusha. Now we're learning that moichim beis haknesses, you're allowed to sell a beis haknesses. V'chein shar dvorim shebekedusha, and any other additional item which has got kedusha. V'afilu sefer Torah, and even the highest level of kedusha which is on a sefer Torah, any of those can be sold. Any kedusha item can be sold. Las pokas talmidim, to provide for talmidim. Or to marry off Yisoyimim b'domov for its money. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chof Gimel explains as follows. V'afilu Sefer Torah, Hatam. The reason for that is, Do Amrinon Ein Moichin Sefer Torah Lilmoy Torah. When he's not allowed to sell Sefer Torah, but for Limut Torah, one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Mashma, the Lilmoy Torah Muta for the Limkoy Sefer Torah. The Mashmur says that for selling, one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for the purpose of Limut Torah. For Dovazi Tichachem, Begudal Oysen Anoshim, Amisrashim, Lachzik Torah Be'arein. So it appears, says the Mishneh Berurah, that you see the importance from here, the incredible importance of being Machzik Torah in one city. One is even allowed to sell a shul, and he's even allowed to sell a Sefer Torah and any other Kedusha matter, lehachzik Torah, to b'mechazik Torah, to strengthen Torah in the city. It would appear, the Poskim point out, that if it's for any other important purpose besides achzokas Torah and Nesiyas Yisoyimim, it would appear that it's not so posh at all. Let us take a see what the Mishneh Berurah says in Zivkot and Chav Dalet. Nasi Yisoyimim v'afil Yisoyimois. So it makes no difference if it's children who have no, if the children have no parents, as whether it's boys or girls, makes no difference. If you want to marry them off and you need some money available, you're allowed to sell even a Sefer Torah. V'afil Gav De'inoshim Mitzuv Al Pei Ivrim. Although the girl herself is not obligated in Mitzvah Pei Ivrim, yeah? The mitzvah of Peor Rivia is on the man and not on the woman. There is an additional inyan, which may be a mitzvah to some degree of Lashavas Yitzro, of which applies also to women as well to populate the world. So now we're learning that besides the fact that there's Hachzok Zatoira, and besides also the Isias Yisoyimim, there's also a third potential reason you'd be allowed to sell shul and sefer Torah. That's also for pidyon shvuyim. Ein lekamom sefer gimel morgen avrom shom de muchach tein roi limkor afilu bezakneses lafilu lepidyon shvuyim dezachki machlokes with also pidyon shvuyim. It's not so posh because some achronim hold that to redeem prisoners for pidyon shvuyim, it's actually not permitted. Kim b'shiyef shalasing mois acheros hazeh min atzibu, unless he can really not be possible to obtain money from any other source, then you'd be allowed to. But it's not, it's a machlokes as to whether Pidyon Shvuyim would allow the sale of a Sefer Torah. Kim b'sheif shalasik me'az achet al adzim la'tzibu b'oifin zeh b'vaday muta afilu b'she'en lohem rak pezak neses achas. But he says that if there's really, really no alternative and no other money can be obtained, and you've got to free a prisoner for Pidyon Shvuyim, so even if there's no other way to access any other funding, you'd be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah as well, even the shul and the shul as well, even if there's no other, even if there's no alternative place to daven. So we're seeing from here certainly the importance of to be masi yisoyim, to marry off yisoyim. We're seeing the importance of being machzik Torah in the city, and we're also seeing. The importance of Pidyon Shvuyim. I must point out that Achzokas HaTorah in the city is the way the Mishneh Berurah puts it. It's Lachzik Torah Be'orehen. We know there's a concept of Aniya Ircha, that when it comes to poor people, you need to look after the poor people in your city first. So that is a well-known well-known concept, but here we're learning that it's not just aniyah ichnu, not necessarily talking about aniyah. We're talking about the concept of machzik Torah, to be machzik Torah, to strengthen the Torah, and that is also something which the Mishnah Berurah puts it in a way, lahachzik Torah be'orehen. So before you machzik Torah in other cities, there is an obligation to see to the strengthening of Torah in your city where you are living. So much so, you'd be allowed to sell a sefer Torah and a shul to reach that purpose. Ramosha, in the Shuvas, is an interesting shaila. Would, if the city has no mikveh tahara, would one be allowed to sell sefer Torah to have sufficient funds to build a mikveh tahara, or maybe not? We're learning over here, Achzokas Torah, Los Yesoimim, Pidyon Shvuyim. What about funding for creating a mikveh, which is very expensive? So Moshe says that you'd be allowed to. And the reason for that is that it wouldn't make sense to be Moshe's way of putting it, that it's like you see as Yesoimim, to marry Yesoimim. What's the point of marrying off Yesoimim if there's no accessible mikveh tahara? Consequently, says Moshe, that to fundraise, if you need to sell a sefer Torah to have funds for a mikveh tahara, then you'd be allowed to do that as well, because otherwise this year's Yesoimim wouldn't make any sense. Siv Zayin is a new topic, and it may be Kedai to start off with Mishnah Berurah's introduction over here, which is before Siv Katan Chav Hei. Hine Mipnei Siv Zayin Yesh Bo Kama Portim. It's the second. It's the two lines from the before the long line, before the wide lines. Hine Mipnei Siv Zayin Yesh Bo Kama Portim. Since Siv Zayin has got various points, Lochein, therefore, Aktim, lo ze akto maktzoro, I'm going to make a short introduction, v'hu. And this is the following. Ma'ashenizka le'il me'inyin mechiras beis ha'kneset, when we're discussing the halachos of mechiras beis ha'kneset, we need to know, ha'namile imu b'shal kfar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us there's a difference between hey, beis ha'kneset shal kfar and a beis ha'kneset shal kfar. We'll see what that means. What's a Beis HaKnesset Shel Kfar? The Stoma Bonora Kedaita Ditu. There is something called Beis HaKnesset Shel Kfar. Kfar literally means a village. And this was built, it's a local shul. The Stoma Bonora Kedaita Ditu. It's a local shul, which was built for the Yidden in that particular village. It's a local shul. It's theirs. Lochein defo yish lecholis biad roiv bnei iel mochoi. It's a shul which was built by the community for the community, and therefore, if needed, the majority of the if needed, they can decide together, unitedly, they can decide to sell that shul. Obviously, there's an additional aloch that we discussed previously. There's the concept of not hirada b'kedusha. So, say if they want to sell that shul to buy a sefer Torah, they want to sell that shul to buy a new bima, whatever it may be, they can do that. And there's an additional aloch that. So, first of all, hirada b'kedusha needs to be ensured that is not there's no hirada b'kedusha, and also it has to be done through a certain consensus, which is this shiva zayin tovim. The presidents or the committee, the trustees rather, of the community, which will be discussed in greater detail what it is. But either way, with the concept that we're learning, there's a local shul, Shel Kfar, Beis HaKnesset Shel Kfar, local shul, and they can jointly come to that conclusion of selling the shul, because they've built it together as well. And they can really do with the funds afterwards whatever they want. Okay. Now, the other Beis HaKnesset, the other type of, the other category is Avonimu Beis HaKnesset Shel Krochim. Now, Beis HaKnesset Shel Krochim is different. This is a Beis HaKnesset which was done. Krochim means various communities together. Then, Tolino on the Beis HaBinyin Bonora Kedaita de Kulei Alma. This is far more complex, because it's not just a community, it's just a group of people who have agreed to build the shul and now they've agreed to take it down again. No, this is far more complex because it's shul kochin, it's numerous people from numerous places who have agreed to make the shul, and this is far more complex because they have, you need to be able to ask them all, and you can't because they are from various, spread out. Tolino the base of Binyan Bono Gamadai Kula Alma, Afilim Nosnu call Moise Binyan Shalahem, Afiloch, Tony Bishwil Kulon Bono. He was built for many people, and now you cannot get to a consensus because some of them are not even around. These are people who even come from other places, and they have and to daven in that place, but now they're not around. So they've come around for several months, and they're gone now, and they have been an intrinsic part of the building of the shul. So that's called a base of Knesset Shal Kochim. Now, in this case, afilu iskimu achakach b'machiroso shiva tov ha'ir b'mamadan she'ir en mechiroso mechira. Now, there is a concept of shiva tov ha'ir, which is, as I just mentioned a minute ago, people who are the decision makers, the trustees, really, of the shul, even if they agree that the shul needs to be taken down, in this case of Pesach Shel Kochim, it will not be sufficient. They cannot talk on behalf of people who are not here. They are not empowered to take decisions of people who are not, who really should have an opinion, but they're not even present now. So the Sheva Tov Ha'ir, these trustees, will not be able to work on their behalf. It's too remote. It's just too remote. As opposed to the initial case, which is Pesach Knesset Shel Kfar, which is a local shul, that's, you can easily get a consensus. Okay. Having said that, we are ready to move on to Siv Zayin, which tells us the following. For how the Pesach Knesset Nimka, when we are talking about a Pesach Knesset being sold, Hanemela Shel Kforim, this is only with regards to Pesach Knesset Shel Kforim, Shein boy manoshim kemes acherim, people don't come from faraway places, from distant and remote places. Shleinas is elo livnei akforim belvad, the shul was built by local people, for local people. Elo livnei akforim belvad, only for people who live locally. Vafilu bonu oisem mishal acherim, even if the funding was really initially made and raised by people who are not around, it could be they did a fundraising appeal out in the States, that's fine. But ultimately, it was a fundraising clearly for the people in that particular place. And it was built for those people, by those people in that village. Those people can sell it. Mikol mokim. Nevertheless, hamois nishorim bektushoson. The money that was reached by selling the shul remain in the Kedusha, as we learned previously. And certainly now that you've got money, that you've sold the shul with that money, you certainly can't start buying now a swimming pool with it. You can't, because the money is going to intrinsic Kedusha. We've spoken about that previously. That's an additional concept. That is, if it was sold without the consensus of the panaseim, which is the presidents or the trustees or the committees, the people who are really responsible and decision makers in a representative way of the community. And similarly, if the trustees, the sheva tov ha'ir, the trustees and they decided one day to make a certain sale in a certain transaction, and they decided something without the consensus of the city. They did it behind closed doors, kind of agreement. Then also, it won't be. However, if you've got the absolute agreement of the Sheva Tov Ha'ir, the trustees, and it was done openly with transparency for the entire community. So we've got trustees, and they've done that transaction publicly to some extent, or at least transparent. It's a transparent kind of transaction. Then it's, they've been empowered by the community to act, and then not only that they're allowed to sell this Beis HaKnesses, this local Beis HaKnesses, but in fact, because it was done by the community, for the community, and actually the funds that's been released now by this transaction, by this sale of the shul, they can actually do whatever they want with that money. Lekol ma she'irtzu. So if it was not done under such circumstances, if it was done not by Sheva Tov Ha'ir, or it wasn't done by Ma'amad Anshe'ir, then they can sell it, but they can only increase the kedusha of their funds and not decrease it. But if it was done b'marbadan she'ir and Shevet Ovid did it openly and transparently, then they can actually do with the money now whatever they want. And obviously the rationale for that is because the whole community knew about it and they're okay with it, and that was their money, so it can go down in kedusha. And if they initially they said, okay, we're accepting on us, the whole community said, we're accepting on us whatever those trustees want to do, we agree to them, whatever they want to do, that's fine, we're happy with it, then again, Masha also what's done is done, and their opinion is disregarded, as it were. Or not really disregarded, it's just that they have got no more power in their opinion, because they've basically empowered the trustees to act on their behalf. Now, the culture shiva tovio ir moichim bepirsum, what does that mean? It has to be b'mabadan she'ir. What does that mean exactly? That it has to be done in presence of the entire city and transparently. So what he says, he explains a bit the Ramah, that whenever it was done b'filsum publicly, when people know about it, when it's public knowledge, then mikrim b'mabadan she'ir, it's considered b'mabadan she'ir. You don't have to physically be standing ma'amat. You don't have to have the whole city physically standing there when the transaction is just the public knowledge. They don't have to be positively, be present. It's just that it's a publicity and it's been going around. This was all with regards to Beis HaKnesset Shel Kfor, which is a local shul, as we discussed. And there, as we just explained, the trustees are empowered to sell, if it's done with the knowledge of the publicly, with the knowledge of the community, they're empowered to sell the Beis HaKnesses, even to be Moirid Kedusha as well. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues now and discusses Beis HaKnesses Shel Krochim, which we introduced earlier. Beis HaKnesses Shel Krochim is if it's a shul which was done by and for not just the local village, but for people beyond that as well. Aval shel krochim, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's a basic shel krochim, sheboim sham mekoyim esacheri, people come from other places. An example that is brought down in the postgame is that it's a market city that people come for sometimes many months from other villages, and they daven there, they learn there, they live there, and they are part to some extent of that kehilah life. And then they disappear again for many months. So this is considered a Beis HaKnesset Shel Krochim. So we're learning now. Shel Krochim sheboim shama mekoyim esacherim afilu bonu oisem mishalohem einu nimka. Even if it is mishalohem einu nimka, it cannot be sold. It cannot be sold so easily. Elim kain unless tolu oisem bedas hayochid, unless when it was built, it was done bedas hayochid, that one individual was empowered to take its lead. She'oz yase bo yochid ma she'irze be'askomas ha'tzibu. There's an individual is empowered to take a lead and a leading position. He can then he can then do whatever he feels is appropriate, as long as the tzibu, the community, is people who are present, are agreeing to me. Now, if they're all starting protesting against this person who seems to be doing something wrong, then fair enough, his power is reduced. But if he's got really the power to act and do something, if he was initially appointed and designated as an individual who has that power, he can do it as long as it's Paskamas Tzibo. Vuhadin lechol divrei kedusha shenizku kan tekulu giri basa Beis HaKnesses. The halacha is that anything really can be the Mishnah Berurah explains that not only with regards to Beis HaKnesses, but any other kedusha item like the bima, the Arona Kodesh, etc., they've got the same halacha of Beis HaKnesses, that it depends if it was the krochim shul and therefore kochim item, or is it more like a kfar, and therefore depending on that there will be distinction as to whether who has got the right to decide to remove it and sell it and buy something else instead. There's an interesting discussion. How do you actually, what are exactly these Shevet Ovid? How are they appointed, and because they seem to have quite a big power in Koyach, and it doesn't have to be necessarily voted in. The Achronim say it doesn't have to be voted in, although some kelis are makbid that the Shevet Tevel should be voted in by a majority rule, but it doesn't need to be so. Many poets can say that if it's even the Gabba could potentially have that koyach, if he is the one who takes responsibility for the money, it really boils down to who takes responsibility for the financial aspect of the shul. And potentially, even if it was not voted in by majority rule, even if it didn't go through a formal election process, but if he is taking responsibility, then he has got the koyach of Sheva Tova here. Okay, I want to recap today's shir. We started from Sivov, and Sivov told us that you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses, and all the way up to, let's say, for Torah, for Talmidim, and a marriage of Yesoimim. We learned that Pidyon Shvuim is included in that. We then started speaking about Siv Zayin, which really differentiates between Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar, which is a local shul for local people, by local people, and by Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar, if they decide to sell it, then provided the following conditions apply, they can be sold. It's if the Sheva Tova Eir have decided that B'mabed Anshe Eir, if it was done in publicly by the decision maker process, but decision makers of the community, they can sell it on. And as long as it's transparent and it's public, they can even use the money for Chulin Matter because they're really representing the community. If it was done more as a one-man show and people didn't know about it, they're allowed to sell it, but then they have to ensure that the money is reinvested into a better shul. This is with regards to Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar. When it comes to Beis HaKnesses Shel Kochim, it's a bit more complex because the people there who may have been elected, they're not necessarily representing the entire, all the people who spent money on it. They're not really representing everybody who uses that shul because some are there, some are not. But it's a Beis HaKnesses Shel Kochim, so it's far more complex. Then the Sheva Tova Eir haven't got the power to do much. However, if there's one individual has been, if there was initially when they built the shul, one person has been identified and designated as its decision maker, then it's considered totally bedas yochid. He can do whatever he wants with the money as long as the tzibur don't protest. He can actually do it. Nowadays, the poets can write, there is hardly any Beis HaKnesses Shel Kroche. Shuls are always built by, they're always considered a Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfar, which means it's the local residents who have got the full power on the shul. And therefore, in principle, it can be sold. And if it's done through the right process, it can be sold even lechulin, really. Interesting shaila again here, what was mentioned in a previous year as well, in the shuls that were that are empty now in Europe, in Eastern Europe, or was partially destroyed, and there's money attached to those shuls, whether it's the actual the place that is valuable or the shul has some value, they want to be selling it. So the halacha there is, the question of course is, can they be sold or not? And Rav Wozner brings in this context over here in terms of Hayrod Bekdusha. He says that it's considered a local shul, and therefore if there is Sheva Tova Eir, and there is, it's done transparently to some extent, there's not many Yidden left there, but one could argue that it can really be sold the Cholin as well, potentially. More on that in Mitzvah and another Shir. So I just want to recap a little bit what was discussed. I've recapped already, but let me just see if there's any additional points that we haven't recapped yet. No, I think that's pretty much it. So more on this in next year to complete Siv Zayin in Mitzvah Hashem.